Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. God bless you. The Lord says counselor. The Lord says healer around thee. The Lord says that I'm smoothing things out in this season. The Lord says all shall be well. The Lord says you are such a carrier, and yet you carry so much of other individuals. And yet, though sometimes it can be burdensome and tiresome, why must people always come to me? And yet God says, I will teach you and show you how to begin to relieve the stress so that you don't carry other people's problems and situations. For the Spirit of the Lord says unto thee, that I strengthen thee in this hour. And it seems that you may be spending more time with co-workers and employees or employers. For the Lord says, you're in a season of networking. For the Spirit of the Lord says unto thee, that prepare. Because there's a shifting that is happening in this season. The Lord said, I'm bringing you into a season of power and authority. And you'll see that as you move forward, even to the month of October, that the Lord said there's going to be some things that you're going to need to begin to rewrite, review, revisit, redo, and possibly reschedule. So go with the flow, because it seems like plans are going to be changing left and right. Now, you're going to see this also in the lives of people. They will say one thing and do something else. But yet God says, don't make a mountain out of a molehill. Stay centered in the Lord and let peace and harmony have its place in thee. For the Lord says, I desire to bring greater harmony to even your domestic life in that season. For the Spirit says, let no one disturb you. Master your emotions, because it seems like you could be emotionally intense, or emotions can be intense during that season. And so you must guard your emotion that you don't say something haphazardly, just saying it out of an emotional state, and that's going to be key for you. Because God says during the month of October, in the middle of November, it's going to be a time of a spiritual quest. It's going to be a time you're going to learn to manage things. It's going to be a time where the Lord says you must stay in his presence, because he says he wants to bring you to a greater realm and a greater dimension in him, and that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. And I further hear Father God saying in this season, be mindful. Be mindful in conversation and be mindful in communicating. For Father God says this is the season where he's clearing up any misunderstanding or any confusion concerning communication. Father God says this is the season to stay focused. And Father God says this is the season to balance. For Father God says you'll be balancing home as well as career. Father God says this is the season to begin to upgrade your skills. I hear Father God saying, be more ambitious. Don't be afraid to be assertive in this season and to push forward to the things that you desire. For Father God says there's going to be balance concerning family, home, relationships, and partnerships. And I hear Father God saying, this is the season where you're going to begin to negotiate some things in greater favor and greater wisdom. I do hear Father God saying this is also the season to pick back up the education, for Father God says your education is not over. Father God says this is the season to ask and it shall be given, knock and the doors will be open. Now, if you've been considering the getaway, I hear Father God saying favor concerning the retreating this season, for Father God says higher spiritual ideals, for God says study to show yourself approved, and I hear Father God says go for it. Whatever it is that you desire, Father God says go for it. Now, I do hear Father God saying, don't make any hasty decisions. Don't force any issues in this season, for Father God says time is on your side. I do hear Father God says this is the season to stay positive. Father God says the positive attitude is going to take you to the next level in this season. Be optimistic. Be encouraged. For Father God says be ye encouraged in this season, for all things are worked out for your good. I hear Father God saying don't make any sudden decisions or don't react suddenly concerning anything. For Father God says this is the season to even move in confidence. Father God says, be mindful to speak mindfully. Father God says, don't be overcritical in this season. Father God says, avoid pettiness in this season. Avoid petty communications, gossip, murmuring. For Father God says, be open-minded in this season. For Father God says, you're at the next level. Father God says, this is the season to also stay focused on your health. Father God says, eat properly, get enough rest, drink enough water, and balance things out. And I further hear Father God saying, stay focused on your responsibilities. Don't neglect any responsibilities concerning family, work, even be mindful of your friends in this season. Be very considerate in this season, for Father God says he's bringing you to the next level. And I hear Father God saying, this is also the season to speak up and be heard. Father God says, speak and be heard in this season, and you're going to move in success and blessings. And that is the word of the Lord.
Dear friend, I want to thank you once again for the miracle seed. Before the prophetic thing comes forth, know that great things are in store for thee. And you will see and know that the hand of the Lord is with thee as he's leading you and as he is guiding. For the Lord says, I bring you into a season of a fresh start. I bring you into a season of renewal. I bring you into a season and a time where the pieces of the puzzle are coming together. For the Lord says, know that success is on the horizon. Let go of the old ideas about how things should progress and begin to step into the new. A season and a time where the Lord says you will leave the past to step into a brand new future. For I see wonderful things coming your way. For the Lord says, rest assured that many fabulous things are yet to come. For the Lord says, I shall cause you to glow and to grow. And as I cause you to grow and to flow, you'll see brand new cash flow. For I will bring you to a season of expansion and harmony. For the Lord says, don't be swayed, don't look to the left and don't look to the right. Promotion is at hand. With every attack, you'll see promotion elevation. For the signals are clear, saith the Lord. The signals are clear. They're right before thee. Big professional victory that will unleash your financial potential as your career is about to skyrocket. Now let's prepare for the word of the Lord from the team of the prophets. God bless.
God bless you, Sister Peace. Sister Peace, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be restoration, and God says that you're going to recover some things as well. I'm hearing God say that there's much energy, and God says that you're going to be among people who are going to listen to you and who's going to be able to support you with your ideas and where you're going. But God says for you to be careful of who you share things with. God says that you're not to trust each and everyone, but God says that you will use your discernment to know exactly who you can trust, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Peace, and God gives you the peace even in the midst of your storms. God gives you the ability to even walk on your waters. He gives you the ability to even overcome these various trials and challenges. The Lord just says, peace be still. And that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Sister Peace, and a sweet peace God says you shall bring to many. And God says he's going to uphold you in this season. He's going to keep you. He's going to walk with you and talk with you. In this season, favor shall be around your name, in the workplace, in your business. And I see you writing a grant or someone helping you to write a grant for a nonprofit organization. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Peace. I hear Father God saying, my peace I give you, my peace I leave with you, and my peace I direct you in. For Father God says, peace is your portion and peace is your shelter. But Father God says there's no mistakes in the universe. Your name, peace, is constantly prophesying that which you're to walk in, that which you're to demonstrate, that which you're constantly manifesting in every situation of your life. So Father God says peace is your shelter, woman of God. Receive it and know that there's peace coming in the home, peace concerning employment, peace concerning finances, peace concerning family, peace concerning friends. Father God says continue to prophesy peace. Father God says this is the season where he's developing you. And to that woman of God, I hear Father God saying, prophetess peace come forth. For I hear Father God saying there's a prophetic word in you to come forth to the people. Father God says, pray, prophesy, and believe. Pray, prophesy, and believe. Father God says the mountain is being moved as you pray, prophesy, and believe.
I hear the word of the Lord saying, ask and it shall be given. Knock and the door is having open. For Father God says this is the season of justice. And I hear Father God saying this is the season to say no. Father God says you're going to learn the power of the no. For Father God says no is not a bad thing. No is a necessary thing. For Father God says this is the season to say no. And that is the word of the Lord.